Out of the ashes, you will rise. If you feel sad, lost, depressed, finances are in the gutter, social life, you're lonely, out of the ashes, you will rise. Here in my garage, invest in yourself. Always be curious. Don't be a cynic. Sleeping on a couch in a mobile home with only $47 in my bank account. When everything's burnt to the ground, when you're sad, lost, and depressed, and everything's at rock bottom, you get to rebuild the exact and precise way you want the damn thing rebuilt. Health, wealth, love, happiness, each of these four goals.
In case you missed the last episode, make sure you go back and check it out. Here's what went down.
When you go from nothing to billionaire status, you often go nothing, billionaire, back to nothing. A fool and his money are soon parted.
Coming up today.
Shit, I'd take over Coca-Cola. I would embarrass this, but I would flame this person off the dam. I'd go to the CEO of Coca-Cola, be like, listen to me, fire this joker. I got more Instagram followers than you. Most businesses suck, remember that. Because businesses are created by people, and most people are numbnuts, so. Even at the high level, I just showed this thing. I just did an analysis. Coca-Cola, world's number one brand. Instagram has 1.8 million followers. Mine has 1.6, and I'm about to pass 1.7 in a few hours. I'm like, and they spend $3 billion a year on marketing. I'm like, drop 100 mil on Instagram, have 100 million followers, just like Taylor Swift. And looked at their latest post, has 17,000 likes. My latest one had 57,000. I should not be able to beat Coca-Cola with Instagram. I mean, they are crazy. But here's the opportunity for you. You go in to businesses, small, medium, large. You show them case studies like that. People are like, holy crap. That's how new social media is. You always make money by being new. Bill Gates was new to personal computer. Richest man in the world. Steve Jobs was new to technology, one of the richest men in the world. Jeff Bezos was new to e-commerce, got it before everyone believed in it. Now he's the third richest man in the world. Zara got in the game of, you know, different ways of doing retail. Walmart, Sam Walton, Rockefeller, Henry Ford, everybody was in horses. He made a car in an assembly line, richest man at the time. It goes on and on, and that's why if everybody thinks it's a good idea, you're too late. Sometimes people are like, I'm scared to get in the program because not everybody's doing it. I'm like, that's what you want. See, college used to work. In the 1960s, very few people went to college. So you had a competitive advantage if you were going to college. Now, everybody goes to college, so it doesn't work anymore. I don't know. Now, people who don't go to college have the advantage because as long as they go out and actually do something in those 4 years. I don't know why people don't get this. It's the simplest supply and demand. When the market saturates with too much supply, compared to the demand, profit plummets. And I'm not talking about physical, I'm not talking about financial profit, I'm talking about the profit from doing it. So when there was very few people going to college, there was low supply, and there was a tremendous demand for college educated people. Now, nobody really asks if you have a college degree, if you can do something. Trust me, if I lost everything I was doing, you don't think I could get hired anywhere? Shit, I'll take over Coca-Cola. Look at this damn Coca-Cola marketing. I would embarrass this, but I would flame this person off the damn Coca-Cola. I would be like, I'd go to the CEO of Coca-Cola, be like, listen to me, fire this joker. I got more Instagram followers than you. Get rid of not. What are you paying him? 10 million bucks a year? Give me that money. This person sucks. So it's a guaranteed job. When you have skills, the only thing you have to worry, wear a helmet if you are in a motorcycle. Because if you get hit in the head, you're in trouble. Because all your money's coming from your brain. But as long as you keep your head right, you're always good. If you know how to do sales, you know, Joe was talking about doing sales. How to sell, there's always a market and always demand for people who know how to sell. It's always been that way, always will be that way. Never will change.
If you want the chance to enter into one of my free giveaways, here's all you have to do. Number one, subscribe to my podcast. And then secondly, leave an honest review of my podcast. What do you think of it? All right, I pick random reviewers to win either an iPhone 7, a GoPro Black, a MacBook Air, iPad, Kindle, and then I've been doing these once a month free car giveaways, giving away a Mustang or Camaro to one random social media follower, podcast followers are entered into that too. So you'll get your free chance to enter. Just leave an honest review and make sure you subscribe to my podcast. All right. I hope you win one of the giveaways. Talk to you soon. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or wherever it is you like to listen, so that you don't miss out on any new episodes as they come out.